Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago bringing us back, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 7 till. Have a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, the world's greatest salesperson, salesmanship expert, and maybe in the galaxy, maybe the number one in the galaxy. IAStraining.com, right, Brad?
That's it.
They can find your books there. They can find your weekly tip.
Yeah, you can find my weekly newsletter called Sales Insight, and they can look at all my books and DVDs and CDs and all that kind of stuff.
And how to use you if they want you to come to their business.
Well, all they got to do is pick up the phone and give me a jingle, and we'll be there, by God.
Check it out. So we're talking about referrals. I call it the holy grail of selling.
Well, and referrals, recommendations, and all those things. And get back a little bit to what I was saying about questions that people ask. And I think that, you know, who recommended is essential. What's important to you in selecting is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's environment, I just think it's more important to sell your company than it is to sell your merchandise, because competition is so stiff out there. And that's where we got to ask, what have you seen before that he or she or you would really love to have, so that we need to know how we need to sell our company based on something important to that customer rather than something important to just that person.
Hmm.
And one of the things that just floors me, because I do a lot of retail sales training, as you know, and as you mentioned, and I'll go stand up by the cash register, by the counter, by the POS machine, and I'll just listen to what customers say, and you would be shocked at how often a customer says, "Now, who do I make this check out to?" It's just a red flag. That
I know.
They don't even know where the heck they are. How are they going to give you a recommendation, for God's sake?
There was a survey done of people coming out of office supply houses.
Well, that's a whole different game. But, yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, yeah, but most of them couldn't tell you which one they'd been in, which one they were just in.
It's crazy.
And that's a pox on the company, isn't it?
It really is. And that's, you know, it's on the salespeople, too, because apparently they did a lousy job of talking up their company and telling them how great they are. And there's no top-of-mind awareness there. And, you know, if a customer has a need for your service or your product or whatever it is, your name better come to their mind first.
Well, and if you're trying to give them an experience, you want them to label that experience.
Absolutely.
You don't want them to say, "I had a fun time the other day in this store, but I can't remember where it was.
I can't remember where the heck I was."
That'd be, boy, talk about stupid. Talk about a lost opportunity. My goodness. You lost that customer, and you lost all their referrals.
And probably lost that name recognition, too, so the next time they're just going to be...
So what would you do? Welcome to Brad's Jewelry Store.
Exactly.
Something like that? You say that when they come in?
Yeah, absolutely. I get the name of the company out as often as I can. I'd say, "Well, who recommended Brad's to you?"
Yeah.
And just ask that question. If they give me the name, then we're going to talk about that person, and I'm going to send a thank you note or a follow-up phone call or a gift certificate or a bottle of wine or something.
Well, and then how you explain that, if someone said, if they look at you funny when you say, who recommended us, you say, "Well, you know, that may sound funny to you, but we get this all the time. People are referring us all the time, and we'd like to make sure we thank them." So that's the reason I ask you that question.
Absolutely, and that's how we've
been. And then they'll say, "Oh, that makes sense."
That's how we've been in business the last 420 years, is through referrals and recommendations and welcome aboard. And, you know,
you just put yourself into another level of business when you talk.
And, you know, two things are essential in order for a sale to be made: trust and value. And we talked about value in previous visits with you, Jim, but I think trust is so important today that we've got to, if we just ask who recommended our company, then the perception of trust is increased immediately, because it implies we must get a lot of referrals and recommendations. And then, of course, we have to live up to those expectations, but, you know, we need to lay that groundwork right up front, I believe. So.
All right, there's no question about that. All right, what's another question?
Well, I would say, number one, what's the occasion and what's the special occasion, so that we can actually share in the emotional excitement of whatever that purchase is going to be. You know, if somebody's buying a deck, for example, and, what's the special occasion? Just moved into a new house. We got family coming in for our daughter's graduation this spring. And, you know, salespeople talk about the deck and about what kind of wood and how many square feet they have, and they just miss the boat completely because they don't talk about the family and the daughter graduating from college. And you know, customers tell you everything
they don't.
Need
they
to
don't
know.
Want to buy. You don't want to sell them what they need. You want to sell them what they want.
Exactly, and you want to share in that excitement because it is exciting for them. Anytime they buy something new, there's a certain emotional excitement.
And this is where you build the experience into that.
Absolutely.
IAStraining.com is the website, folks. That's where Brad hangs out online. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Hey, Brad, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Absolutely, Jim.
We're
going to
get you back in a couple of months to do your 18th anniversary.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. See you then, buddy. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.